Experimental aircraft took to the skies over California recently in a contest that prized fuel efficiency. The event's sponsor, the Comparative Aircraft Flight Efficiency, or CAFE Foundation, required eligible aircraft to fly 322 kilometers in less than 2 hours, while using less than 3.75 liters of fuel per occupant, or the equivalent in electricity. 14 teams registered. Judges ruled that 3 qualify to compete. These new aircraft are 5 to 10 times more efficient than conventional ones, said NASA's acting chief technology officer, Joseph Parrish, at the award ceremony this month.
It was not possible to win the Green Flight Challenge with an existing aircraft design. Innovation was required in order to win this competition. Lighter batteries, more compact and powerful electric motors, sleeker and lighter structures are going to benefit more than just the aerospace community. They're going to usher in technologies that are useful in the automotive industry, in mass transit, in the green energy industries.
Team Pipistrel USA.com of Pennsylvania took home the grand prize and $1.35 million for its electric-powered craft, the Taurus G4. It managed the equivalent of 171 kilometers per liter of fuel. Jack Langolin led the winning team.
Together, we have all shown that electricity is not only a viable, but in fact a beautiful way of powering these airplanes. When our airplanes fly overhead 2,000 feet up, we cannot hear them. When they fly by, they are no emissions. The power to recharge our batteries came from a geothermal plant powered by geysers near Santa Rosa.
Langolin said it costs about $7 for the kilowatts of electricity needed to fly the Taurus G4 for 2 hours. Team E-Genius of California came in second place overall, winning $120,000 in prize money for an electric aircraft that traveled the equivalent of about 160 kilometers per liter. It also won another award. The plane sounds more like a household appliance. Eric Raymond accepted his team's award for the quietest craft.
A thought that just occurred to me is people expect progress through the passage of time, as if in the future there will be electric, quiet electric aircraft. And it's really been slow in coming, and what we really need is support for the engineers.
The CAFE Green Flight Challenge was sponsored by Google, and the prize money was awarded by NASA. The U.S. Space Agency says, collectively, the competing teams invested more than $4 million in pursuit of the prize. Suzanne Presto, VOA News.